celebrating the world's best dabs.
Son, this is whiskey. Try some.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
What are you doing?
Here's to all the dads who impregnated all the moms and made us.
Hey, I'm not made of money. What am I, a money tree?
I just need bail, Dad.
National Bank of Dad.
Everybody be nice to your dad. Maybe just leave him alone. Some peace and quiet. And don't ask me for money.
Hello, everyone. This is JP. I am joined with my friend, my colleague, a fellow dad, Nick Martin. Nick, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fantastic. This is the premiere episode, number one, numero uno of Dadcast Podcast, man. And I'm excited. How are you?
I'm stoked. We've been talking about this for, what, a few weeks now?
Yeah.
Stuff came up. We had to put it on hold, but we're here.
Yeah, stuff certainly did come up, yes. But we're not going to discuss that stuff.
Exactly.
That's private stuff that is not meant to be for anyone there or over there.
That's right.
So a little premise. This is the Dadcast, where we talk everything dads, relationships, things dads do, things dads shouldn't do, things dads have done in the past that they shouldn't have done, things dad can do to make themselves better, all things dad, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, and you're a new dad.
I am, again. Yes.
Fresh, new
fresh.
Dad.
It's very fresh.
How old is he?
3 months.
You have a three-month-old baby.
Yes.
And how old are you, Nick Martin?
I am 40.
40.
How old are you, JP?
I am 45.
Shit.
So we are right there in the same cloth.
Exactly.
I mean, when I graduated high school, I think you were in eighth grade, maybe seventh grade, but
yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
That's right.
So 40 years old and a fresh dad.
Yeah, I was almost done, and I met an amazing woman. She's like my best friend. She's like, let's have a baby. And I'm like, let's have a baby. Why not?
Well, there you have it, man. That's good stuff. Yeah. So is that – for you, is that – oh, gosh, here we are starting to ask questions, man. We're getting into the nitty-gritty too.
Let's
quick.
Let's just jump in.
I got questions regarding that. We'll search back on that. The Dadcast, this will be aired on the Simplecast platform. And everywhere else.
Exactly.
We will have links for you and everyone. I'm going to have a YouTube page built up. Obviously, we have a Facebook page on there. So check that out. Everyone listening, like it up. We'll get links there once we have them to all our sites to where you can listen to this. These live feeds, we're only going to give you a snippet here, correct? We're going to do about 10 minutes or so, and then we're going to shut it off. So if anyone has any questions for us or anything yet, feel free to put them in. Nick is watching that one. I am watching this one. Hey, Dylan Tubb, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Dylan? How's it going, man?
And we'll get all that information out there. We plan on having guests come in. I'm trying to reconnect on here, obviously. Hey, Kellen Quinn, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes.
If you see this, we want you on. And anyone else who's interested in being a part of this Dadcast, we'd love to have you in, and it'll be a good time. So, Nick Martin. We've been trying to put this sumbitch together here for a couple months. We had a target date set for the beginning of this month. I still think we're doing okay because it's still this month.
It's still August. Yes.
2020.
That's the craziest year we've ever lived through.
If 2020 was a scented candle, it would definitely be flaming poop.
It wouldn't be pleasant.
It would be a flaming poop smell candle.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're a dad, new dad, but how about how many other kids you have?
I have five other kids.
Five?
Yes.
So a total of six?
Total of six.
Holy man, talk about that is some real powerful sperm you got there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. There
no issues.
No. Well, this last one, yes. Yeah. I got fixed after my last youngest.
Ooh, this is juicy.
So, yeah, so let's get into this.
Okay.
So I had a vasectomy almost 13 years ago. Yeah, ouch. Don't do it. Or do, you know, whatever. But yeah, so we did that, and then I had a reversal, and we had to go through IVF and all kinds of fertility treatments and stuff. So it was definitely crazy, different because it was planned.
So now this reversal,
yeah,
was it as painful as the initial? As from what I hear,
it's way more painful.
Oh,
it sucks.
So you went through some shit to get to.
Exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, so this kid better love me.
Well, you can explain that to actually. You know what? You better love that kid.
I do love that.
You know what? Because he's already been probably through a whole heck of a lot more than your little reverse snippage. I would say, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So yeah, so he was born May 28th, and the day after he was born, he got rushed to the NICU because he was having breathing issues and feeding issues. So he spent 3 weeks in the NICU. So I didn't get to see him or my wife for 3 weeks. So that was really, really tough, kind of going through what was going on with that.
All right, because COVID's not letting you come in the hospitals. Yeah. That's a pain.
Thank you, 2020. So they went through just all kinds of stuff. And finally, we got him better to where he could come home. So he came home. Little guy was home for a week and a half and ended up getting a horrible E. coli infection.
Oof.
And so he went through the COVID testing. So if anybody's like questioning COVID, go see a little infant get COVID tested and you'll never question any of it again. You'll take it all very seriously.
I think that category and topic is going to be our Conspiracy Channel podcast,
exactly,
which we have no intention of starting. But you know, if you do think we should, go ahead and drop a comment.
Exactly. So anyway, so he went through, it was 3 weeks of testing with that whole situation, blood test, urine test, spinal taps, and they finally got the infection under control. He's finally home. He's been home for almost 3 weeks, so we're just praying that it kind of stays that way and we can keep him healthy. And other than that, he's happy. He eats and poops. That's what they do.
As what babies do. Any good, healthy baby should be doing.
A lot.
So if my math is correct, your first legal shared beer with your son, you will be 61 years old.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange to think about?
My God.
Yeah, I started late personally. Okay, so I am the father of three children, 15, almost 16, daughter, stepdaughter, going on 30.
Right.
The baby boy, my firstborn son, is 10 years old, and my little baby girl is 7 years old, and she is full of sassy frassy.
Oh, my gosh, wow.
And, you know, all you parents out there, you know, it's most of the time, it's pretty awesome and easy going, but you are a liar and a big old fat faker if you think that this stuff is easy. It is not. You know, especially with the times that are right now, you know, school's about to start up, and apparently they're going to be doing this lengthy distance learning. At least that's they keep flip-flopping. They may come back, but
As of now, for Grants Pass, it is all distance learning. It's all on the computer, which was one of my questions down the road here. So we'll get into that, what we're doing.
So if you're not aware, you all can see he's got this laptop going on over here. And for everyone listening, he's got a laptop in front of him. And before we started this thing up, he said he had questions for me. That feels like you're interviewing me, which is very rarely the case because, you know, I've been working in radio for like 20 years of my life, and I'm usually the one doing the interviews.
Yeah.
So I like this. I like this idea.
So actually, you know, let's jump back to how did we meet?
Here's my earliest memory of you, and if I'm incorrect, go ahead and fix that. But it was right around, I'm going to say 2006. Mm-hmm. So 14 years ago, I was working for 96.9 The Rogue back then. And I think at that time you were putting on concerts, promoting. And I think you just reached out to the radio station. You're, hey, I'm a guy. I do want to put on a concert. I want to do some advertising. And we met that way. And we ended up going to the first show, which was at the Elks Lodge in Grants Pass. Yes. And it was Tumbledown. Mike Herrera from MXPX, his band. Yes. My lady actually got tattooed that night. That was one of the very first nights that we went out after the birth of our son. So he was, I think that was where, right about that time is where we met, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I think you're about right.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've done, it's just been years of concerts. JP's always been my go-to guy for MCing. He's the best. If you ever need an MC, JP is your guy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dude, I mean, you get the crowd going, everybody loves you. So there's that.
Not everybody. I guarantee there's someone out there probably watching right now. They're like, I hate this guy.
There's the same for me too. But yeah, whatever.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but so that's I think we met, we'll right. say 14 years ago and then bounced back here in between. And then this guy, Nick, right across the way
over there,
he hits me up a couple months ago and says, hey, you want to do a podcast with me? And I've been, my wheels have been spinning about doing a podcast for a while now, especially at the start of this COVID crap.
Yeah.
And well, here we are. Exactly. Episode one, Dadcast. Who? Right.
No, this is so cool. It's like, it's finally we're able to collaborate on something other than just being there at,
right.
at the things.
And so, trying to get people into Lita Ford, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good show. I don't care who you are. And all you people who did not show up to go see.
You all suck.
Yeah.
You missed out on a legend.
What's up, Jennifer Jones? G-Rad! Okay, there's people popping up on my own personal feed here.
Sweet.
And I don't know if you can see them over there.
I cannot see.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. You put that over there way too long. So whoever's watching this camera.
Sorry, guys. We can't see you over there.
The questions are like, oh, it's hard to see. So, well, it's a work in progress. We're
going
to try to get this thing done a little bit better as we move along into the future of the Dadcast. Nick, you have questions.
I do.
Okay, so are they for me? Are they? Let's just find out.
It's kind of in general stuff.
Okay.
We just so we talked about how long you've been a dad, so we know that.
Yep.
We've covered that. You know how many kids you have.
I started late. I think
you did.
To be perfectly honest, I honestly thought I was shooting blanks for years. I've told this story many, many times, but you know, not to float my own boat of my past doings, but there have been. A good amount of opportunity for a scare or, you know, a possibility of a pregnancy down. And it just never, ever happened, at least to my knowledge.
Right.
And I kind of gave up on it, you know, and then 35, I think it was my birthday when I turned 35 or 36, the lady, after the birthday, the next morning, she comes down and she's like, hey, guess what? And she shows me a positive pregnancy test. Awesome. And I was like, no, is it April Fool's Day or something? There's no way. Let's go to the store and get some new ones. So we went and I bought like three more and she did her thing and positive, positive, positive. I'm like, I'm still not entirely convinced here. And then went to the doctor and then they confirmed it. And that was that, man. I was like, okay, they work.
That's awesome.
But okay, questions. Yes, sorry.
Well, it's cool. Let's just keep going the way we're going. This is, I got questions about how we're going to get through school and COVID.
Okay.
Some of the cool things we've done. We talked about Tumble Down. That was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Jen got tattooed that night. I got tattooed that night.
Yes.
I think it was either Harley or Mike. I can't remember who. There was a lot of vodka involved.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of liquor involved in that evening.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that.
I remember
during that time of my life too.
Yeah. Good old Harley, he's the bass player in Tumble Down. He fell down the stairs at the Elk Lodge.
Yeah.
That was sad. It was.
But he was hitting on my girl, too.
Oh, he deserved it then.
Yeah.
F that guy.
No, he was cool, man. Yeah, it wasn't offensive or anything. I mean, you'd hit on my girl, too, if you saw her. Well, you have seen her.
I have seen her.
And you probably have hit on her. Damn it. All right.
I have never hit on your girl. I just hook her up with cool stuff like meet Mickey Avalon. Now, Mickey Avalon, I don't know.
Yeah, she loved that show.
That was
Nick, if you didn't know, has put on many, many, many good shows, and I hope eventually you can get around to doing that again. But let's bring him down to Medford, man. Let's get some more people. It's hard. I know it's hard to get them up there.
I know. Well, I think it looks like we're going to be doing drive-in shows. What do you
like movie drive-in?
Yeah, that's kind of like what the
– you know.
I've gotten a lot of emails.
This Dadcast has took a hard right turn right
exactly,
here. And that's fine. That is perfectly fine. I have always, and I even, gosh, it comes up on my memories every once in a while. We're talking 10 years ago. I said, who would be interested in a drive-in movie theater before any of this bullcrap was going on? And it was a very positive reaction to it. But then again, it's you need the money and you need the space and you need an area. But The drive-ins, when I was a kid, it was just the coolest thing to go to, man. Yeah. You know, you'd hop in the back of the truck, and put a bunch of blankets and pillows, and get all your snacks and goodies. Or even as I got older, we see how many people we could fit in the trunk of my car, and then tell the guy at the front gate that the trunk doesn't work, it won't open, and then pop them all out and get in free. But the drive-in movie theater, if we're talking legitimate here. Now, there's been a few organizations that have put on a few here locally. By the way, we're in Southern Oregon. Right. Medford right now is where my studio is located. They're making a good attempt at doing it, but it's just not quite.
Yeah, Walmart did one.
It's like a blow up screen, and they're not big. I'm talking, you know, the 100-foot screen and tall, and it's stationary, and then the parking lot that slowly goes up. You don't have to have those metal boxes to put in your car anymore. Exactly. You can just tune it in. But you've got something legit like that.
24-pack of Coors Light.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Don't drive drunk.
And don't be
bring a friend. bring a designated driver. And that would be just – I think it would be fantastic. And especially with – who knows how the way of the future is going to go now. But I suspect that with COVID, even when there's a vaccine or anything, once we get back to some normalcy, I still think it will never be the normal that we are used to.
Right.
So the drive-in idea would be great. Let's do it. Let's do, you know, let's shoot for our 100th Dadcast episode to be from the drive-in.
I'm in.
Any investors out there? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hey, Kathy. G-Rad, I'm sorry, man. I got a ton of friends in the EDM community that are doing drive-in shows. It's definitely something to think of during COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a lot of emails from booking agents asking if we have a place we can do drive-in concerts. Where I'm kind of like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how do you take that? You're taking away from the experience of being up front.
Well,
and just, you know, being around people.
I don't know if taking away, sure, but if we want to do the, you know, the cup is half full route,
right?
We are not taking away. We are just shifting the expectations of what a show can be. Now hear me out. As long as there's no mosh pits at these shows, because then cars are going to turn into a bumper derby.
Exactly.
A derby. I think it would be pretty good. It'd definitely be different. You'd have to try it out on a slow level. But I'll tell you what. And Metallica just did this.
Right.
$125
bucks a car.
Right. If you got, you know, Judas Priest or Metallica or friggin' even some of these, you know, hip-hop guys, top R&B artists these days, people are going to want to get out and start dancing. You know, there's lots of things to consider. But I, for one, AJ Gant, my cousin, who I love to death, who I don't nearly get to see as often. I'm sorry, I'm switching gears here, is cool. Watching this live feed.
What's up, dude?
And AJ is a girl.
What's up, dude? Ed?
My bad. Hi, AJ. I'm glad you're watching. By the way, everyone, this will be up in the podcast in audio form.
So we should probably end that one.
Oh, we're going to end this?
So, guys, head over to wherever you can find our podcast if you want to find out the rest of what we're talking about. Peace.
On this one. I'll shut this one down in a sec. Of course, we will update the links and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And when we're done, and check out our Facebook page, Dadcast.
Cool.
All right. I still got my own personal one going on here. Right. Kathy, you want to know who I'm talking to? Nick Martin.
What's up, guys?
Co-host of the Dadcast podcast. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's...
Now it's going to... All right. Talk about something important. I got this.
Okay.
You're not talking about anything important, Nick.
Oh,
that was you. That was your cue, man.
I thought we were talking about the audience.
That was your cue to talk. That was the replay that was going on.
See, you've got all these fans. I forgot to go live on my personal page, so I've got nothing. I'm just sitting here like.
They're not fans, man. Most of these people are friends.
They're homies. All right.
I am just a small town radio guy who is quasi famous within a 40 square mile radius. And I go out of that block, and I'm just regular old JP.
No, I mean, it's kind of cool, though, you know. When I had my mattress store, we did all those commercials, the bearded guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't go out to eat without at least 5 or 10 people coming up. Oh, my God, it's the bearded guy. I had people ask for pictures. It was kind of weird. Kind of cool, but kind of weird.
I signed my first boob in 2006.
That's cool. I didn't get to do that. I was usually always with my
That
wife,
one threw me for a loop. I'm like, am I really? Really? I'm just a radio DJ. You want me to? Okay. And boob was signed.
That's awesome.
Hello, Jen Edwards, fellow high school alumni watching from Maryland.
Wow.
Ha. Good stuff.
So wait a minute. I didn't know you were from Maryland.
I'm not from Maryland.
But you went to high school in Maryland.
No. Apparently, Jen Edwards moved from California to Maryland at some point in the past 25 years.
Okay.
Because that's where she said she was walking.
Question number 8 answered. Done.
Oh, where am I from?
Exactly.
I was born in Southern California, Westlake Village, and I grew up and spent most of my formative years in Thousand Oaks, California, which is now like a very, very expensive place to live, and lots of celebrities, and I think Justin Bieber lives just down the street, and the Kardashians don't live far away. Hey, Jen Jones, she's an old friend. She's watching. She's, I believe, still down there. What's the average rent for a two-bedroom house, three-bedroom house down there? Answer that question if you're still watching, and I'm going to be guessing probably in the 2,500 range. Jeez. Yeah, it's pretty spendy down there. My parents would just kept the house. Mm-hmm. We'd be doing fantastic.
Heck yeah.
Boob signing. Someone's talking. Hashtag local celeb.
Nice.
Here, let's let Nick. I'm going to put it on Nick Martin for a while. And now, then you can answer questions.
Oh, now I feel weird because I still can't read it from there.
Yeah, can you read it from there?
There we go.
Is your face good?
Oh, my face is like blocked out. So
is it?
Not trying to.
Oh, because the silhouette of the lighting. Yeah,
it's all good. I'll go live on mine on the next episode. We'll make it to where we're both kind of we'll answer questions from our other friends.
Right.
Yeah.
And also we should I'd like to do segments.
The crazy thing is we have like
a top 5 favorites.
We have 500 of the same friends on our Facebook pages.
Right.
So, yeah. It's cool. Hey, Kellen Quinn, again, if you're listening, homie.
Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Johnny Depp, if you get a hold of this, we'd love to have you in. I'd love to hear the stories about you being a dad. Jennifer Jones says you taught me how to drive a stick. She says I'm in Texas now, redhead.
Wow.
That's what she liked to call me.
Cool.
She thought it was funny.
All right.
It still is kind of funny. All right. Man, so Dadcast, dads, got to stay on topic here.
So
and
let's talk about babies. What was like your first, you have your first baby. You didn't have a baby till later in life.
Right.
What was like the scariest thing for you?
You know, in retrospect, if I try to go think back to that time of my life and think what was scared, I can honestly say I don't think there was anything scary. I know that's a cop-out answer.
Very much.
And if I have that, I will progress here. But I really wasn't scared because so many years leading up to it, I wanted to be a dad. Heck, when I was early teens, I always, the idea of being a dad was was really, really intriguing to me, and I wanted it, whereas a lot of, my friends are, no, typical guy stuff.
Right.
I don't want to be a dad. But I always did, and then just things happened, and life went on, and I never did. And then when the time came to it, I think I was old enough. I mean, I was already mid-30s at this point in time, so I'd lived my life and partied all the stuff and got it out of my system, and I don't think I really was that scared.
Okay.
But if I were to answer your question, what scares me the most about being a dad, it's what scares me still to this day right now. And that is being a good enough dad.
Okay.
To when I die, I feel like they had a good dad. That I did right by them. That they, because everything I do, for the most part, I do buy cars. So that really has nothing to do with them. We'll get to that later, but for everything that I do, that they are happy and they don't have negative memories of dad when they're older.
Yeah.
I want them to be like, this is the guy I can go to no matter what, for anything, and remember the good times. And so, not being a good enough dad, that's my answer to my question.
So, but surprisingly, that's the answer I was hoping to hear.
Yeah.
Because that's why I asked you to be on the podcast. Everything I see on social media, it's like, man, that dude's like one of the coolest dads I've ever seen. So,
well,
that's cool.
I appreciate
your
that.
Kids like seem happier than a lot of kids out there.
Well, that's kind of the point. And well, you should come hang out a couple days with us.
Yeah.
They're not as happy. And that's the thing about social media, too. Of course,
right.
Most people are going to put their best foot forward and show them what the world wants to see to justify and make them look like a great. It ain't all candies and popcorn, man. It's there's some issues as everyone has, but who wants to put that on Facebook?
Right.
Well, a lot of negativity going on in social media these days too, but when it comes to like representing who you are in your life and family, I don't see too many people doing too much negative. So
yeah,
it's out there. But no, we live a good life. Yeah. They're happy. I'm happy. They're cool. They're amazing. The ladies, my lady just chimed in here. You are the best dad.
Aw.
I think Nick might argue. He might think he's the best dad.
I don't know. I think I've got a lot to learn still. I mean, I've got older kids. I've been doing this a long time.
Right.
And, you know, I've gone through some crazy stuff with my oldest. And, yeah, he's in the Army now, which is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. He went down a path that was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, what did I do? How did I screw up so bad? And he straightened it out. And we talked. And
well, you must have been pretty young then. How old were you when you had your first kid?
I was 18 when I had my
first kid. See, there you go. A baby having a baby.
Yeah, he's 22.
That's
– yeah.
That's why my answer to the scared question, it would completely defer from you.
Yeah, my scared was, if I drop them, are they going to bounce?
Right. What do I do? This
right.
is so. And I, you know, I grew up and lived before I even had to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly. So we do have something awesome in common. You have a stepdaughter that's 15, almost 16. My daughter's almost 16.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
Ooh. I'm going to do my best to stay positive.
Me too. I don't even know, how to, the constant mood swings, the dad.
Typical,
normal. I love you so much, dad. Dad, I hate you.
Right.
What did I do?
Well, you know, it's hormones, obviously. Yeah. At least it's sweet poetic justice, is it not? Now we are the dad or this age.
Right.
And we went through all that too. Mm-hmm. And our parents were the worst. And I can't, oh my God. And they don't even know. And here we are saying the exact same things they said to us that we're saying to them. And it's just,
it's like we gotta
myself going, I just said that. I can't believe that. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm old. But. It's difficult too because the things that we grew up with, 12 to 17 years old, are a whole heck of a lot different from what the 12 to 7, social media, the technology, the closed off of the world.
You can't let your 15-year-old daughter walk around town by herself now.
Well, sure you can.
Well,
I'll argue this one of the day I die. Okay.
Okay.
You don't want to.
Right.
And I know what you're getting at. But if anyone comes and says the world is not a safer place, it's not as safe as it was back then, I say no. It is the exact same world. We just are privy to it because we now get all the information thrown at us and packed down and shoved down our throats. And we're more aware of the bad things that happen in the world, even though that all has been going on since the dawn of time.
All right. I want to go back to 1992.
1992.
This is ridiculous.
I was a junior in high school.
I don't want to know about all the bad stuff. I want to think that the world's a happy, wonderful place where everybody loves everybody.
It can be.
It should be. We need more kindness. This is just crazy. So back to our daughters dating.
Oh.
Dude, I'm not excited for this. I don't know about you.
Thankfully, she hasn't really... Mine hasn't got to that point, and I don't know your scenario, but me being her stepdad, she has a really awesome dad in her life as it is.
Cool.
So it's not, I'm not taking – she's got two of them that are very protective.
Good.
And he lives local. She's her all the time. In fact, last year she's probably spent more time there than at our house.
Wow.
It's just the way it goes.
That's awesome.
She wants to do that. That's cool. Whatever. But the dating, as far as I'm aware, she's probably on the cusp of getting there.
But mine is too.
Yeah.
She's kind of hinting at it. Hey, Dad, I want to have you meet this guy. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm sad. How about in 5 years? We'll talk then.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
So, but you can either take the humorous route and, get that fake loaded shotgun when you meet him.
Right.
Which is always fun. And record it because, social media, viral videos.
TikTok, there you go.
That's a walk trail. All right, they hate you until they need money, Freeway Farrell says. Dave, my biggest issue with the 16, almost 16-year-old is the attitude, like you were mentioning and talking about earlier, is everything is... Oh, the worst. You know what I mean? Like literally. Hey, will you go grab me this water bottle from the counter that's 10 feet away from you? Oh my God. God, it's just the worst. And
Right.
It's pulling teeth getting them to do anything.
Or you can't do anything right.
Right.
You bend over backwards.
And you don't know squat,
exactly,
Dad.
That's right.
I've lived on this planet for 15 years, and I know more than you could ever possibly know.
Which, well, with social media.
Yep.
It's a good possibility. Oh, man.
Fake. Matthew Jameson. I don't know if fake. I actually said to you, I got lots of questions and stuff. Hey, you guys, I'm going to shut this off so I can concentrate on this. Here's the deal. We will post links on our Facebook page, Dadcast, go like it up right now, to the full produced version of this episode as soon as we post it. And then you can listen to your heart's content. I got to work on my vocabulary, Nick.
It's a big word.
check it out there, and we'll let you know where to go. In the meantime, thank you so much for checking this little snippet of it out. And you guys rock. We hope to do this every single week. And like I said, topical. We will have guests in here, preferably celebrity. All my friends are celebrities, so you can come in.
That's right.
And check out the Dadcast. Thanks for watching, you guys. All right. So that one is done. Now we are straight.
Just us.
Just us. How much?
Wow. What are we looking at here?
Oh, see? It always replays. So?
All right. So back at it. Yeah. So we can't do anything right.
Right.
I like the little ones, like the little kids. Like they look up to you.
I
still
know.
They're like, oh, my God, you're just like a god.
My little is 7 and she's still there.
Yes.
But I kind of had a little tear the other day when I picked her up, hold her in my arms like I always do. And it got sore much quicker than it normally does. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to do this for that much longer. And that's when we have to wait until, you ready? The Grandpa Cast.
Ooh.
You see, you're going to be a grandpa probably statistically much quicker than I am.
I would hope so.
Anyway. Right?
Just for sanity's sake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my 16-year-old popping babies out yet. I don't even want my 22-year-old popping babies.
It's going to happen, man.
Yeah, dude's in South Korea, so I wouldn't even be able to meet the grandbaby.
South Korea. Yeah. We should call him sometime.
We'll have to do that.
On the show.
That would be cool. Talk about all the craziness that we went through from 16 to 20.
Right.
And how we turned out okay.
Take notes.
Yeah.
So you guys said you have 6 kids.
Yes, 6 kids.
How many girls? How many boys?
So I have 2 girls. And 4 boys.
4 boys. So you're opposite from me. I only have half that amount, but 2 of them were female and 1 boy.
So how's that, having like the majority female in the house? How's that working out for you?
It's fine most of the time.
Okay.
There's times where him and I both absolutely do feel outnumbered.
Right.
And God help us all when all the girls get a little bit older. That's, you know, of... But I think it's going to weigh out. You know, the oldest will probably be moved out by the time she gets to the point that the oldest is at now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a juggle. It's a juggle. Mm-hmm. speaking of the women of the house, I just got a text message from mommy. I call her mommy. It's mama. It's my lady. And she's already correcting me on something I said here on the Dadcast. Anywho.
What is she correcting you on?
She says, good job, but Chloe has been at our house a lot more than her dad's.
Oh, okay.
Not this last week, she hasn't, but.
There you go.
Yeah, she does spend more time at our house than at dad's, but
okay.
It's not an issue. She wants to spend a week there.
The other parent, you guys get along.
That's awesome. He's a good guy.
I don't have that luxury.
Right.
I wish I did, but I don't. So that's awesome.
And do you find, you mentioned earlier, do you get the whole, I hate you, you're not my dad crap?
Well, they're all.
You can't tell me what to do?
No. See, I don't get that. They're all my kids. So I don't have any, except I have one daughter that I've seen when she was a baby. I haven't seen her since.
Okay.
I saw her one time when she was like 17 and she just kind of told me to take a hike. And there's a long backstory on that one. Wish things could have been different, but.
Well, it still can be. You never know.
I still try. I send her a text every now and then. Send her mom a text all the time.
Right.
Her mom's awesome. But, stuff happened.
Like, difficult. Exactly. Let's stay with a positive.
Yes.
Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So the son, he's getting back to the question you had earlier. Man, we are all friggin' all over the place, and that's all right. See, I would normally be panicking right now if this was the radio gig because structure.
Yeah.
I feel unleashed. This is a beautiful thing.
This is fun. Like, it's just two dudes talking about life.
Yeah, I hope we can keep it up. You know, yes. Episode 30. It's like, oh, we already talked about that.
Dude, we have kids. We have shit.
Yeah, there'll be stories.
There's gonna be a lot of stories. Like, what? I have like baby stories. Like, there's gonna be over the next 6-8 weeks, weird stuff's gonna happen. Babies do weird things.
They do.
It's crazy.
They
make weird noises, and then you're like, oh, that's so cute. And then you're like, wait a minute, he was taking a dump. It's not that cute.
Oh, it can be, though.
It's, yeah.
No, the baby dumps are never cute.
No.
You're correct.
No, it's...
I remember the first time I had to change a diaper. I've seen so many stories. You see it in TV. Mm-hmm. You see it in the movies. You hear stories from other dads and friends. And, oh, God, changing a diaper is the worst thing. No, it ain't.
It's not.
It's pretty cut and dry, man. Yeah. Boom, boom, wipe, well, wipe, clean, put on, done. Stick a fork in it.
No, I got a diaper story.
Breathe through the mouth.
I got a good one.
Okay, but breathe through the mouth.
Yes.
You don't know smell
or,
that
or
way.
Or just hold your breath. Just
that too.
Yeah, if you can do it quick enough. Sometimes it's better if you do. But so I'm changing the baby's diaper, right? I'm thinking he's done doing his business. No.
Right.
I go to do the final wipe, and he just explodes. I'm like...
Little geyser action.
It was both. Both, dude. Both. I'm like, it needed a shower.
Yep.
I needed a shower.
Right.
Change of clothes for me and him.
This is typical.
After six kids, that's the first one that's done that.
Really?
Yeah. I had a pretty good track record. And this guy just, I'm like, Liam, what are you doing, man?
William, it's a great name. Yeah. Sounds Irish or maybe Scottish or something.
Full name, William Michael, after my wife's dad and my dad.
Right.
So, but Liam for short.
William, Michael, Liam, William, Liam, Bill.
Liam's at the end of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most Williams are Bill, though.
Right, but we wanted to have him his own identity because my wife's dad goes by Bill.
Call him Six.
Yeah. Kind of Stranger Things type
of thing. Right, yeah. Oh, TV shows.
Oh, that's a good one if you haven't watched it.
Oh, I've seen it plenty. Dude. Yeah.
Cobra Kai.
Oh, so good. I mean, especially for guys in our generation.
It's coming on Netflix. I'm so excited.
Is it season 3?
Season 3 is going to be on Netflix next year. They're putting...
Wasn't it already? Oh, no, it was a YouTube-only show. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Netflix just bought it, so they've got season 1 and 2 coming out on Friday.
I love that show.
Dude, it's so good.
Cobra Kai. I was Johnny Lawrence for Halloween last year.
Nice.
Yeah,
cool.
And this girl I worked with, she was LaRusso.
Oh, okay.
She kicked my ass.
Nice.
In the pictures, at least. Speak, man. In the era of COVID, dad. So, how many school age children do you have? I mean, actually, let's run through the ages again.
Okay.
Recap for me.
So, 3 month, 13, 15. She's going to be 16 next week.
So 13 and 15. Those are the school age kids.
Well, no, and 17. So I've got 3 school age kids. And then I got my daughter in Texas who's, I think she's going into college this year. And then my son in the Army.
Okay.
So
let's, for sake of this discussion, talk about the 13-year-old.
Okay.
How are you doing this? Do you got like a desk set up and who's going to be doing the teaching?
He lives with his mom primarily.
Okay.
So basically we're going to do, we were doing like, every other week kind of thing, and now he's going to stay with his mom every week until Friday to Sunday with me. Just to keep it easy. Dude's not the sharpest tool in the shed. I love the kid.
Don't listen. Are you listening? Uh-oh.
But, yeah, he...
You're going to text your dad right now if you're listening to this and go, yo, dad, come on.
No, he's going to be like, you're right. he has a hard time staying focused, and So it's going to be easier for him to do it that way.
Right.
My daughter lives with me full time. My 17-year-old lives with his brother. So,
well, I am going to, at least that's what the lady says. We're planning on getting 2 desks and making it as classroomy as we can convert a little piece of our living room. Mm-hmm. And she's going to, at least so she says, we'll see. I have all the faith in the world that she could pull this off, but it's difficult. You know, not only are you a mom
right.
who does cooking and cleans and has a full-time job
mm-hmm.
and now you got to juggle all that and be teacher and get up in the morning and get them up. There's so many logistical possible nightmares of all this. And of course I will help.
Yeah.
But my 10-year-old, he's the same way. He can stay focused for short periods of time.
Right.
But you got to keep the kid engaged, just like with any kid. You got to keep them engaged. And, you know, we didn't go to school to be teachers. And what are we going to teach them? And where are we going to get the curriculum? Exactly. Are the schools going to help? I'm assuming so.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing, they're retraining all the teachers to do the Zoom thing and or whatever online. So your teacher's going to be there with you. But yeah, it's gonna be weird. It's like, how do you, if you don't, as a parent, if you don't have time, how do you ensure that your kid's gonna?
That's
what's gonna happen with the future generation.
That is
these are the kids that are gonna conundrum. Run our country in the next 10 years.
Right. And
what are we doing?
And how?
Right.
All these families out there with that are being affected by this. How is this going to work out?
Yeah.
Because at the end of last year, it was okay. 2 months till the end of school year, no big deal. And we thought our thinking is, come September, we're going to be just fine. Well, guess what, party people? It is September is knocking on the door, and school is coming back, and. Yeah. It's going to be very strange.
Yeah.
And for all the families that, I mean, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's I have no answer on how you get the working class parent help to get their kids to school and versus not getting them school. You know, you got to have a job to pay for everything, but you can't go to the job if you got to be home with the kids to teach them. And it's just, I'm blessed that I'm in a position to where I can juggle all my work and financials around that, and so can the lady. But many can't, man.
Yeah, no, and I can't. I got 2 days off during the week that I just changed at my work, so I'm not off on the weekends anymore, so I can make sure the one kid I do have at home does her schoolwork on those 2 days. But the other 3 days, I got to trust her.
And speaking of your jobs, West Coast Appliance Furniture, there you go. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
There's a little plug for your work.
Exactly. Yeah, come see me if you need any appliances, furniture, or mattresses.
Oh, okay.
I'm your guy.
Yeah, there it is. And West Coast Appliance, if you want to sponsor, just saying, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Anyone else out there listening who would like to sponsor this show, we'll listen to you.
Exactly.
We'll absolutely entertain any offers you may have.
We like food.
Oh, obviously. So, and I need to eat less of it. And that's another dang thing, man. So I'm down 13 pounds. I don't know if you could tell.
Dude, nice.
I need to be down another 80, though. And then I'll be back to fighting weight and skinny and ripped again. I don't know if that'll ever happen, being 45 years old. But
have you noticed the motivation after 40? It's just, it's a lot harder.
Yes and no. My motivation to work and provide is considerably higher than it was in my 20s and 30s.
For that, but for like actually hitting the gym.
Yeah.
It's I'd rather be with my kids.
Right. So why don't you make the gym at home?
I tried. It just, it doesn't
work. And that's the same thing I got. I've been sitting on a bike. I went on Amazon and I bought a bunch of floor pads, some cushiony puzzle piece floor pads to put in a section of my garage. And I was going to put a bike there, a treadmill, and a weight bench, and maybe a couple mirrors.
Dude, I had
that was 3 weeks ago. And I haven't even unpacked the floor yet.
Oh.
And my excuse, no one's helped me clean out the garage yet.
Wow.
And yes, it is an excuse. There is some validity to it. But at the same time, busy, man.
Yeah.
Three jobs, radio.
Mm-hmm. Podcast.
I got a podcast I got to do now.
Yeah.
Kids, which is the whole purpose of this podcast.
Exactly.
Life is busy.
Yeah.
Life is busy.
I don't know. I went and bought everything that SEO had a couple years ago when they were redoing their whole gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like a full gym in my garage, like the full entire setup. Like I could charge money to come use my gym. I couldn't get myself to use my garage. I have to go to a gym.
Why? Why do you think that is?
The motivation. I have to have someone else out there pushing me to do it.
You have someone at the gym to do that?
I do, yeah. So if I go to in my garage, I'm like, I'm just not into it. Or the climate's not right. There's the AC's not perfect. The heater's not good.
Right.
The music's not good. And it's like, I make my own music on the iPod, but it's still not good enough because I'm not at the gym with the headphones in. And it's a weird,
personally,
it's a psychological thing.
I think it's opposite for me. You know, if I have all the stuff at home, I'm going to do it. I don't have to go to the gym, pay this money, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just going to do it. And it could do diet and exercise.
Yeah.
You eat right and just do a little bit of exercise. That's all I've been doing, okay. is eating less of what I normally do, cut out one meal a day, okay. and it's so far working. And it's a slow and steady approach mm-hmm. for me. I'm not looking to lose 50 pounds in 1 month. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I give up on that idea.
Slow and steady. And I don't care about being big. If I shred the fat around me, you're going to see, he's pretty big underneath already.
You're a big dude. Yeah.
Never was, really, growing up. I was skinny little son of a bitch, 165 soaking wet.
Wow.
In high school.
Crazy.
And then, you know, the pregnancy, the sympathy weight.
Right.
Absolute factual yeah. reality.
Well, you've got to test everything before she eats everything. I mean, you got to make sure it's good for her.
Well, I tested about 10 times too much of it every single day. But, yeah, so that's where we go, man. Episode one, Dadcast, almost in the books.
I know. There's still so much to talk about. Good thing for episode two.
Yeah, you saved that stuff. How much time do we have left? Let me have a look here. Say we got in our 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
If you'd like to continue discussing.
Hit me with something.
Okay. The top favorite. No, don't. I'm going to save that for another time. We're going to segment that. Yeah, trying to keep it on topic. How do you emotionally juggle having to work so much and not being around your kids? I'm asking not for a friend, but for me.
That's a tough one.
You know what I mean? Because you want to be home for them, but you got to go to work to pay the bills to support them. And I find it's a struggle. Thankfully, over the past few months, the jobs I have really allowed me to now be home more. Mm-hmm. But for most of my life as a dad, it's, you know, 40 hours a week or more gone.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. So I'm like at about 50 hours at West Coast.
Yep.
So yeah, it is rough. So my daily schedule, I get up at 3:30 in the morning. I hit the gym for an hour. I come home. The baby wakes up. We do a baby workout. Which stay tuned to my Facebook page. We are, there is going to be a baby workout video coming soon. Cause it's cute. And I'm pretty sure it'll go viral. My baby is cute. This, you know, not to.
He's a good looking kid.
I did a good job.
There's only two kids I've seen cuter than your kid.
Right.
And those were my kids when they were babies.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the whole test tube thing, that doctor did some magic. I hope it's all me. Anyway, so, you know, so there's the 3:30. I go to the gym, get my workout done, get home, hang out with the baby for an hour and a half. Wake up my daughter, hang out with her, and then I go to work. And then I'm at work till about 6:15. I get home 6:30, 6:45, and then I'm exhausted. It's West Coast is like a 40,000 square foot store, and running back and forth nonstop all day. It's a lot of.
What time do you go to bed? Typically,
I'm in bed before 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old man.
I know.
Well, that's what you get for waking up so damn early.
I don't even drink anymore. Like, what is wrong with me? I tried to drink a White Claw. It messed me up.
Well, that's your first problem right there, Nick.
There's nothing wrong with White Claw.
Trying to drink. Let me count the ways. First of all, not beer. Second, not whiskey.
No, it's water that'll F you up. Literally.
Water?
Yes.
I know what White Claw is. I just don't like the taste. I don't know. Something about a hard salt. It brings me back to the days of high school when everyone's pounding Zimas.
Yeah, it's not like Zima, though. It's healthy.
Yeah.
That's the
healthy. That's the man thinks White Claws are healthy.
There's no calories, no sugar. It's basically just water that's gonna fuck you up.
I don't even have to edit that out, man. That is fantastic.
There's no other way to say it. I mean,
well, I'm just not a fan of the taste.
Okay,
that's we'll call it that. And there's a stigma attached to it too. Yeah,
and see, I like girly stuff though. I like the blue mixed drinks with the umbrella. I got to have the umbrella.
Don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with AMF here and there.
Right. You know, I'd love to go out if I could handle it. I don't think I can anymore. I'm not going to lie.
I'm right there with you,
man.
Go
out there just drink a bunch of girl drinks until I pass out.
It's too sugary. That's a problem.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And I don't think I can handle it.
The hangovers. For me, look up, man, I'm Irish. If you hung out with me in 2006 to 2010, any of you out there, you know the boy could put back some drinks.
Yes.
Go to bed, wake up, rinse, repeat. Do stupid things, bad things. and not too stupid. I'm a friendly drunk.
You are.
Yeah, I'm not. Nice. I don't get angry. I want to fight you. I want to hang out and party.
Last band standing days.
Yes.
Yes, we had some fun.
Yeah. Nowadays, my lady can attest. I swear, I'll drink two beers.
Yeah.
Two beers. I'm not drunk. Okay. I'll start to feel a little bit of, you know, the alcohol doing what it does. But an hour after that, I swear to God, I feel the lingerings of a hangover kicking in. Two beers.
Dude,
and it's done. I'm so, it's so anyway, I got a trip planned for my lady and I's anniversary. It's our anniversary is 9/11. Go figure. We probably should have planned that one different, been saying that for years. But that's neither here nor there. Can't say where I'm going because it's a surprise. And if she's listening to this, I will give it away.
Right.
But I did tell her this morning before we left here to do the show is that we need to start drinking, or at least me, every other day to the point where I am very good buzzed so I can train myself again for this trip for the weekend. Because where we are going, there should be plenty of alcohol involved.
Nice.
And I'll tell you off the air. It's going to be
okay,
good stuff. But
it is weird though, how you have to retrain. It's kind of like training for a marathon.
Yeah?
You've got to just do a little bit every day.
Right.
So you don't die.
No one's going to die. I just don't want to, you know, we got 4 days where we're going to be, and I don't want to spend three of those mornings hungover.
No.
You know, well, and go, wait till 1 o'clock until I feel better.
The biggest trick there is you just don't stop.
I've never been able to do that.
Neither have I.
Ever.
I hear it's an awesome thing.
I always quit, wake up, hungover. Some days not hungover, even when I was young. But yeah, I guess I'm not a very full-fledged alcoholic then.
Yeah. No. One of these days I'll tell you the story about waking up naked in a field next to my house.
Okay.
That was.
Pictures or it never happened.
So I can see if I can find.
Not that I want to see the pictures, okay? I'm just saying.
I'll see if I can find the state trooper I live next to who woke me up.
All right. All right.
Good stuff.
So I think that should do it here for episode one. And for the record, if you're listening, this was kind of a trial and error run. It's episode one, but we just wanted to make sure our equipment was working right and get the recording down and our cameras and everything set up. I assure you, moving forward, and this is just me, I'm sure this episode has turned out going to be just fine, but it's the perfectionist in me that still feels like, well, it could be better. And everything can always be better.
Exactly.
But more structure coming. Episode two is on its way. We will, again, post all this stuff, but if you're already listening to it, you don't need the link because you're listening to it, so it's a little bit redundant. But check us out
again, though,
on Facebook.
We need
Dadcast, like us. Yeah, re-listen to it. Yeah. Share it with your friends.
That's right.
And on behalf of Mr. Nick Martin and myself, JP Pierce, this has been episode one of Dadcast from beautiful Southern Oregon. Nick, you demand. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks,
anything
JP.
Else?
No, man, that's it. This was fun.
All right, next week, more kid stuff.
Episode two.
Season one, episode two. It's going to be a shortened season because we started late and
that's
COVID.
Right. Yes.
All right. Peace out, man. We'll see you all next week. See ya.
Later.
Sure, Dad may forget birthdays, graduations, even your fourth grade piano recital. But he'll never forget to tell you.
You're doing that wrong.
No, I'm not, Dad.
Yes, you are.